day, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. So tell us about the story about your husband, Pete.
Hi. Well, yes. Sadly for us and for Pete, about 3 years ago, he was given the very cruel hand of being diagnosed with MND. So it was a shock. He was a very fit, healthy, vibrant man who loved challenging himself. Mm-hmm. And he was always very aware of his own health and had regular checks and that. And then, he had a twitch in his right arm that wasn't going away. And after many, many months of trying to work out what was going on, it was confirmed that he had MND, so motor neuron disease.
That's a huge thing to take in. How did you handle it all?
I've been interviewed a couple of times now, and the thing that I say here is it's just such a shock because you never think that it's going to be serious or terminal, and it was such a shock and disbelief. And the really difficult thing with MND, and for those out there who are living with MND, it is that the finality of it all, like it doesn't matter what you do, you cannot beat MND. So, that hope is gone, and you then become busy just making memories and making every moment count and making the best of every minute, and you just hope and pray that you have as long as you can with your loved ones.
1 in 300 people will be diagnosed with MND, and you think, oh, it's only, but that's still a big number.
Oh, it is amazing, and there are stats out there also that every day two people were diagnosed with MND, and every day two people will pass away from MND.
I'm just trying to fathom how you comprehended it all, because we've got a friend, we talked to obviously last week, a friend of mine also has MND, and she wrote an article was written on her, I apologise, and it said, I have a terminal illness but I'm happy about it, or something like that. That was the headline, and I spoke to her over the weekend, and I said, how are you going? She said, yeah, I'm doing fine. You know, it's settled in. I know that everything's, you know, it's going to happen. There's nothing that I can do about it. And it was just the way she spoke about the fact that she'd been diagnosed with MND and was quite comfortable about it. And I talked to her husband. I said, how are you feeling? He goes, yeah, fine.
Wow.
It was it was more just, I think they just come to the realization that this was it. And we're exactly right. Do as many memories as possible.
Yeah. And I guess it's that accepting, okay, well, this is, this is our reality. And I don't think you ever, in our case, you know, Pete was extraordinary, and he, you know, for a long time he didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
And because he just wanted to continue living life to the best of his ability, and he just didn't want people looking at him any differently. So he was just determined to continue on as normal as he could, because, you know, he knew that there would come a time where his world would not be normal anymore. So we lived with it for a long time because, like I said, he didn't want people looking at him differently and treating him differently. So it wasn't until we set off to Europe, we had a holiday planned with our family. So we spent about 5 or 6 weeks over in Europe. And so we sort of told people just before we left. So I think it gave people that time to process what was Pete's fate. So, But I don't think we ever really accepted it.
It would be hard to accept, for sure. Nicole Crone joins us this afternoon talking about, let's get into it, the Three Peaks for Pete's challenge. Tell us about it.
Thank you for asking. So Three Peaks for Pete Challenge, it's a fundraiser for MND, and it's run by, in conjunction with MND Victoria and Inspired Adventures. So the idea is that it's raising money for people who are living with MND. So it's a little bit different to the Big Freeze and the Danaher Initiative. Mm-hmm. So all money raised will go directly to helping people who are living with MND and their families. So it's the challenge is that we're going to be trekking across three mountains in Victoria, so Mount Bogan, Mount Stirling and Mount Featherton.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all up, it's 44 Ks. So it happens in the end of October, hopefully we'll still go ahead. This is a challenge that happens every year. So in the past it's been in Italy, in Tuscany. One year it was the Great Wall of China in China,
wow.
But for this year, I guess being COVID, it's here in Victoria. So, yeah.
It sounds like an amazing adventure, we spoke, as I mentioned earlier, I can't walk even to the letterbox, so I applaud you all for getting involved. Now, who's involved with it? Is it just you, or have you got a team together?
No, so it's a team of beautiful women who I row with, so we're part of the Bendigo Rowing Club. So there's five of us who have been rowing together for many years and an additional friend who just loved the story and asked if she could be a part of it. So, so Linda Davis, Anne-Marie Roberts, Deb Wakefield, Penny Wood and Catherine Cotching. So, it's easy to work out why I would possibly do it, but, for them to come on board and even, suggest it was amazing. And, we've spoken a lot about, why are we doing this? And for my friends, it was very much, when they articulated, I did cry, where they said, Nick, because of COVID, we couldn't be there for you. And this is our way of helping you begin to heal, bring awareness about MND for others, but also to allow us to heal with you. So, pretty amazing women, and I'm very blessed.
How can we get involved, Nicole? How can we raise funds? How can we raise awareness? What do you need from us?
For any of your listeners out there, if our story resonates with you, we would love your support, because once again, due to COVID, we had a number of initiatives, fundraising initiatives set to help continue to raise money, and well, they've all been postponed. So things are a little bit trickier now. So and they'll be postponed till after we do the walk. So while those funds will definitely still get to MND Victoria, it won't happen before we do the walk. So we have come up with an initiative of the printing of T-shirts with our logo on, saying Three Peaks for Pete. So we just released that last week. Just the few family and friends, if they wanted to get behind us, forwards, raised such momentum. We're now over 100 sales.
Wow.
And so we've been taken by surprise, but it's really lovely, and it's just so powerful when you hear people wanting to, get behind us and how do we help. And I think everyone is, so supportive and amazing. So there's that. And then we also have a donation page that MND Victoria have set up. So if people would like to go to our link that will be on your radio website, that would be lovely.
We'll certainly have it all at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Nicole, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. All the best with it, and we'll get you on. Hopefully everything goes okay and Plan A, goes into effect and you're able to do this in October. We'll certainly get you on as we get a little bit closer to let's get a bit of a final push and a bit of motivation to get you and your team over this Three Peaks for Pete challenge.
Oh, thank you so much for your time and for listening and for helping to bring awareness. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. Nicole Crone joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria, the home stretch.